and welcome to the Unknown Secrets of SEO podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the most popular podcast in the world.
We're just going to throw it out there.
Just in the best, world. We do a bang-up job for you every week.
Of course, I'm still in the process of trying to contact iTunes and let them know that the six podcasts that are ahead of us either no longer actually submit any episodes
or suck,
or just have unbelievably bad reviews, like reviews like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is on iTunes. And from the Evo video, I'm going to kill myself. I no longer want to live.
My cat is homeless.
Thank you. My cat is homeless. This is podcast number 71. You know, we always say we're going to mention what we talked about last time, and normally we struggle. So last time...
You actually looked it up?
Immediately after the podcast, I ran over to my desk and I went... What the hell did we just talk about?
See, I thought you were going to say something like, we always talk about what we talked about last time, but now you just need to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, just go back. Yeah, we're going to have... No, literally, I was like, what? We just finished.
We talked about SEO.
And unknown secrets.
Yes.
And internet
marketing. That is now
marketing.
Known.
That are now known. Google Places.
For real?
Google Places reviews and the whole reviews process and... And that
was I here?
That was glad you're not keeping the notes. Imagine how hard that'd be if you were keeping the notes.
Was I out of town or something? Or something that day?
Are you doing like a podcast on Wednesday and not telling me about it? Because you don't check the podcast, right? I can do an extra one.
I haven't in a long time. Wow. Google Places. That's what's up, y'all.
Yeah.
Get on Google. Oh, hey, Darren. Darren Bowie. DarrenBowie.e. Yeah, DarrenBowie.eu. What's up, man? I asked you for something, and you sent it to me. I had an issue, y'all, with the way that if you have two businesses run out of the same location or using the same telephone number, Google, I got some issues with that. Darren sent me a fix. I'm going to put it out there for everybody, or Chris is going to put it out there for everybody. I got it, Darren. I kind of skimmed through it. I haven't read all of it. Thank you very much for it. I really do appreciate that.
Cool. Wow. That's awesome because we need that.
Yeah.
So there's some sort of trick there.
Yeah. He told me how he did it. Unfortunately, I had already submitted both businesses on that one address, and now Google is holding it hostage.
Right.
Saying it's under review and I can't touch it, so I'm waiting for them to kind of release it. Let me... Go back into it, and then I'm going to do what Darren did.
Do the trick. Okay. Wow, cool. Well, we'll have that. We're going to mention that in the next podcast, that
yes.
trick? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So make sure you
printed that out.
So. You turn it and haven't really looked yeah. at it.
I skipped it, but Darren, you're my man, Darren. You know, I'm going to look at it.
Well, since we're giving tasks to listeners, I've got an interesting task. I actually have some interest in finding a lot of websites that have been made by a certain vendor. So what I'd like to do is get into the source code and find where the source code mentions a specific logo. And I'm sure that it's out there. I did a little bit of research. There's actually a software out there which is pretty cool, which allows you to upload a picture and it'll make a profile based on that picture and search the internet to see if mm-hmm. there's any other pictures out there like that. Of course, I uploaded my picture and it said, "Oh, this picture's too small,"
okay.
so it couldn't search. Yeah, thanks. But there's probably a way to search the source code. Google usually just searches and presents in their results just the actual content of the website that's displayed, not the actual source code. So, like, if I know the name of an image that's unique enough, it's probably not ubiquitous mm-hmm. across the net. You know, if anybody knows of that tool, that's what I'm looking for.
I know we have educated listeners, so somebody that's listening knows how to...
I love that expectation.
Yes.
Create that. Somebody's going to give us...
Somebody knows how to do
that
this.
Answer.
You know, if anybody in this world can do it...
It's the unknown
it's Scott
of
Bonner.
Scott Bonner.
And
yeah.
God Benz.
Oh.
Calling
oh,
you out, Scott
oh,
Bonner.
Oh, oh.
That's right.
Early.
Oh, he sent me this email. Oh, I'm going to get you on the next podcast.
So Scott it's a fight to the death.
We're going to have a celebrity death match.
And apparently it's for the... To finally resolve the Michigan...
Ohio. Yes.
Is it football or hockey?
Yeah, something.
It's funny because both the participants of this ultimate battle don't really give
don't really
a crap.
Care. But I'm going to war with Scott Bonner, man.
We've suggested the sumo outfits, and then Scott came back with the the Nerf batons with the pit of alligators below. Oh, yeah. So.
But you know what I like? The his first battle was...
Let me turn this down.
That's us. We had to... we're having technical difficulties, kind of, so there's a delay. So we're now hearing ourselves from, like, the first 2 seconds of the podcast. But Scott suggested something. He was like, hey, you know, since we're, like, some... geeky nerds, we can play a network game of like Doom or something. Yeah. I was like, hell yeah, Scott. I was like, that's awesome.
That's true.
But I am game actually for that though. Yeah. I
would do that. Yeah. That sounds like fun. Well, you know, I was thinking we need to start using our Facebook page for like maybe some questions of the month, because we probably won't get to it that often, and it'd be like the random month. And we could, you know, say what's the best fight to the death? How should they fight to the death? So we may end up doing that. So yeah, Darren, I mean Scott, thanks for staying in contact, keeping it real.
You're going down.
Apparently you're going down.
You are going down.
Dude, I am so stoked, excited, thrilled, unbelievable. You know, last time I was a little whiny. I'm sorry if you guys remember I was whining about there was no reviews and it's been so long and no one loves us anymore.
Oh yeah.
Boom! Damn. Boom!
That's the man.
We got a review from Soulmates Photography.
Wow.
Check this out. The title. You gotta love the title. Hands down, the best SEO podcast on the net regarding SEO. This is not iTunes. It's not Podomatic. It's not any of the others that I don't know. It's on the net.
On the net. Wow.
Just wish I would rate eWebStyle a 10-star rating. There's only 5 on iTunes. If you guys haven't bothered to go do it yet, you don't know yet. When you go there, it's 5. These guys are very informative, comical, and pack their show with more information packed into one podcast than any outdated books. I have used the techniques used on this podcast to enable my website to be placed on page 1 of Google, Yahoo, and Bing, also known as Bing. Thanks, guys. Keep up the great job.
Wow, Soulmate Photography.
Now, unfortunately, I Googled Soulmates Photography because he didn't give a specific website, and there's a lot of them, so hit us back and let us know which one you are, and we'll give you a little link love, but we really appreciate that.
Soulmate Photography, man, that's
sweet.
That's awesome, man. My mom doesn't like hype me up like that. Oh, great.
All right.
Actually, did
I know a therapist who can get you in touch.
Wow. I need a hug from this cat.
This is hilarious. I don't know if you remember one time in our little pieces of news, we talked about a dude like broke the record for Bejeweled and spent like 400 hours or something, a full-time job for 10 weeks or what. It was insane, right? So when I saw this post on our, it was a comment on our blog.
Okay.
I was like, hey, that's kind of cool. I know it's cheesy. I know it's just a blog post to try and get traffic. But it said, last year I was so addicted with the Bejeweled game, I played all night. And that was it. And I was going to approve it, because it was, you know, at least he had listened or read or had done a search or whatever. Mm-hmm. He submitted another one about another post with the exact same thing. It was like, eh, you're not getting
last night I was so excited about Google, I stayed up on it all night. Look at my website.
Please click through to my website. And speaking of comment submits, we're actually... there's another website. This wasn't on ours, but it's another one that we're kind of in charge of. It's hilarious. One time, okay, it's in response to stress, the link between life changes and illness injury. And the comment was, one time I got diarrhea attack while riding on a long bus trip. It really sucked.
Look at my website.
Look at my website. Do you think I approved or sent that straight to spam hell?
Oh, man. Come on, people. I'm not even going to comment on that.
You printed this one out, right? I think.
I did. Oh, we have a new YouTube listener. Terry Crosby 11 has subscribed to us on YouTube. Terry Crosby 11. Say what's up, woo-hoo, man. Send us an email.
At e-webstyle.com. Since we're throwing out stuff, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ewebstyle. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ewebstyle. You can also you can watch this podcast, the video of this podcast, live at 9:15 Central Standard Time on Friday mornings, and you get there by going to e-webstyle.com/Ustream, the letter U stream. So tune in, say hello,
say that's what's up.
And that is what's up.
Because that's what's up.
All right, man, this is taking a little while, but we are now at the news part. And this is, you know, we got to, anything, Google, anytime Google's in the news, we got to mention it just, well, basically, because they're always in the news.
Always, yeah,
but Oracle sues Google over some of the code that's in Android. Apparently, Google has been aware of this code that belongs to Oracle. Apparently, the guy in charge of Android is worked at Oracle. So yeah, they're suing. Yeah, that's just another, I don't even know much more about that. This is kind of cool. For you, those of you who are concerned, Twitter does now have a death policy. Now, that isn't how they handle employees. Don't get confused.
Okay.
That's if somebody dies, how do they... And I didn't read the details, so I don't know.
Okay.
But they actually have a policy for it.
What
if you
can
die,
do and say.
What happens to your account? Does your estate get your account? Does your...
Hey, I guess some accounts are probably worth money, though. Ashton Kutcher's Twitter account is probably worth a lot of money.
Yep. I would think so. Yeah, I got a lot of followers. Did you hear there was Kanye West followed one dude, right? So, you know, he's probably got 100,000 followers and wasn't following anyone. I don't know if he chose at random or whatever, but he chose one dude. The dude is, like, from the country in the UK and was getting inundated with, like, just interview, like, hey, can we interview you? And the guy's like, you know, at first I was like, oh, shit, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he's like, damn, this sucks.
Like, I actually have to be interesting.
He's a nerd, and he doesn't want any attention. And Kanye West is just, like, poured it on him. Oh, man. That wasn't in the news. That was just a little tidbit. Net neutrality. Google apparently has teamed up with Verizon. Net neutrality is going to be a big thing, and we were just talking about it the other day. So educate yourself on net neutrality, and then tell me what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done some research, and I do kind of know the general premises, but make sure you're up to date on that, because that's going to be really important. If you're here in the U.S., stay in contact with your congressman, because it's going to have some far-reaching implications. Wow. And we're not getting political.
That's cool.
But we are.
Yeah.
And for those of you concerned about the Google Street View dead body, apparently there was some concern on the internet about the appearance of a dead body.
Wow.
It was just a girl playing a trick on her friend.
Oh. Wow. I didn't know that. Like, dang. That's gotta suck.
Yep. And that's all I got for news and reviews and stupid submittals on our blog. And so what do we got, Paul?
Let's get to the meat. We're going to talk about Google. Again. Google, we found this, Chris found this great article. I loved it. From WebPro News, Google looks at why people follow brands on Facebook. Why would Google be watching Facebook?
I got to tell you, the first time I saw the article, it's like, why people follow brands on Facebook. Literally this week,
mm-hmm.
I liked, you know, mm-hmm. the thumb up, liked Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
And then filled out a form because he's giving away iPads. And so when I saw that, I was like, well, because they give away stuff. That's why I like brands on the Facebook.
Yes.
So.
And that's like, I can't, well, shit, what else am I supposed to say now?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the article. Like,
are we done? All right,
that is. But it talks
Did I really just,
you know, yeah, but that, no, but that's awesome, though. I first read this article, I'm like, okay, why is Google even, you know, why is Google bothered with Facebook? Well, you know, Facebook has been a serious competitor. Well, I feel not in search, but in terms of traffic, Facebook is a serious competitor of Google. And yep. I feel like Google is, you know, feels a little threatened.
Didn't we say that Facebook actually exceeded?
Just became, maybe a month ago, exceeded Google in traffic. And this has been the first website in years that has surpassed Google. So Google is definitely watching Facebook. If there's anything, get anything out of this article, it's why you should create a whatever kind of page.
Facebook page?
Right,
a web page?
Yeah, a page on Facebook. What do they call?
For a business. Profile.
Business profile.
We'll call it a business profile.
Yeah, I don't know. A fan page.
You are listening to Unknown Secrets of SEO, not Unknown Secrets of Facebook.
Yeah. So, this is why you should create a fan page. You know, if you're a small business owner, this article talks exactly about it. So, Google is watching Facebook. You know, you can go on Facebook and you can like something. But it was like, why? Why do people do that? And that's what this article talks about. And Chris pretty much stole the whole thing of it. But let's go over it.
And, my bad.
It says 55. Go ahead.
This clearly was not organized.
45.
Here, I got the plan. This is what we're going to do. You're going to bring up a subject. I'm going to give all the details away right up front, and then we're going to have an unbelievably boring podcast afterwards.
What the article says is 45% of users on Facebook like at least one page. The other 55% don't like anything. So let's say it's 50-50. Half of the people on Facebook like something. I probably have liked about 10 different things on Facebook.
Things being like brands or companies or
It's typically small businesses or even some TV shows that I like. And so half of the Facebook users.
By the way, we can help change that statistic. Half. Everyone out there listening to us, we do have a Facebook page. Go out there and like us.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hopefully you're not liking anyone yet, and we can maybe adjust those statistics.
Yeah, maybe we can.
I'm sure the volume of our podcast will have some sort of...
That's what's up, man.
Maybe not.
I didn't think about that.
Like us.
So then I did some research as to why somebody becomes a fan on Facebook. And there's a couple different numbers I want to share. Basically, 25% of it, which was the majority vote, 25% of people sign up, like a page, because they like to receive discounts and promotions.
Like me and the iPad.
There you go. Okay, so let's say if you're going to create a Facebook fan page or whatever it's called, what should you do? Give a discount or a promotion. I had to read that.
Yeah. Give something and give there's something, a name,
you
know, for it.
Give people what they want. And this was so if you don't have a Facebook fan page, create one. You know, we created one. And we did give a discount or promotion.
Yeah,
which
we did.
No one is taking advantage of.
No, not yet.
If somebody has been...
If you got raked over the coals by a previous SEO company, give us your story and show us some invoice, and we'll get, I think it's a $250 discount off of our stuff.
Off of your...
Because we just don't like to see that people have gotten...
And in this industry...
We had somebody, this week in the office, and I was pitching to him both pay-per-click and SEO, which we really believe need to go together for a lot of reasons. And he was so hesitant on SEO because he had gotten burned before. And it was funny. At one point, he was like, "Man, do I really need to do SEO?" And this is business. And I said, "Dude, you know the answer. The answer is no. You don't really have to. Like, I'm not gonna not, you know, take your check and your account because you're not doing SEO." But you really need to do SEO and pay-per-click together. And then actually Paul did a great job of coming in and bringing up the stuff.
Punching them in the face and saying, "Get it together."
That's how we treat our customers here. So Scott, you better watch out. We've been training.
That's right. Right after I optimize your website, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Just, Paul, this will be my warm-up speech. Paul, just treat him like a customer.
That's right. Can we have a check, please? Thank
you very much. Oh, take that, sucker.
But yes, it was a great article. You can find it on WebPro News. It was written by a gentleman by the name of Chris Crum. He's been writing for WebPro News for a long time. But basically it says, get on Facebook. Google is watching Facebook. That's important for you to know. Get on Facebook. Create a fan page. Why do you need to create a fan page? Because people like fan pages. Half of the people that use Facebook will like at least one thing.
Yep.
Why do they like that? Because they want to receive some sort of discount or promotion. There's other reasons they do, which
there are here. Right, I've got one. The next biggest reason that people will actually like a brand is to show others that they support the brand, which is kind of cool. That's when you know you got a solid brand. Is they're like, "I just want all my friends to know that I'm." You know, I support double. I always think of Double Mint Gum as like the brand. No.
I don't think they even have a Facebook page.
They probably.
But I'd say about half of the things that I like are just because I like them. I want to share. Hey, I do that. The other half are probably like, "Hey, I want a discount. Look me up."
And the other half is I accidentally hit a button and don't know how to undo it.
What else?
It's fun and entertaining is one, like 10%.
Oh, I'm all like these numbers are right in my face. I can't even.
Oh, and we printed different sizes, so you can't cheat. It would get confusing. Yeah, it's fun and entertaining. I want to find out which ones are. I mean, whoever this 10% is, let me know because honestly, I've never really seen a fun.
I've never liked anything because it was fun and entertaining.
Facebook page. Although, you know, if you do like the Gillette commercials or no, the
Old Spice?
Yeah, Old Spice commercials, that would be, but that's kind of like
tickets are now diamonds. If you haven't seen that, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
And
I'm
it's hilarious. Yes. You know what? They're advertising the crap out of it on YouTube. So you're on YouTube and the sponsored or promoted video is that. And anyway, what a great advertising campaign. They're getting, that's a $1 billion campaign.
I wonder if they have a Facebook page. Oh, perfect example. I need to go check that out. I bet you they do have a Facebook page, and I wonder if they give out promotions on it. If they don't, they need to holler at your boy.
Because
they need to learn a little bit more about social media strategies.
They need to come in here, we'll beat them up, and then get the money, and then do some work.
Yes, and this is a line, I love this line. It says, so when developing your social media strategy, keep in mind that customers are looking primarily to receive promotions with secondary goals of learning new information first and being entertained. So, that's says Heidi Spector of the Google Retail team. So, Google is kind of giving you advice on how to set up your Facebook page. Kind of. Yep. Guess what's going to happen? I bet you Google Buzz follows suit.
Yep.
I think that Google is definitely threatened by Facebook. And so, they're watching Facebook. You should be watching Facebook. So, everybody watch your Facebook. And if, hey, let's say, if you are a listener, and you have some sort of product page or a fan page or whatever it is, send it to us. Send it to us at podcast@e-webstyle.com. I should know this. I've done this 72 times.
Yeah, 72 times. Yeah.
Send us. Let us know. Or send us a message on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/e-webstyle. No dash?
No dash.
No dash.
You do know it. That's
okay.
Good.
Let us know, and you know, let us take a look at it. We want to, you know, see what else is out there. Let us help promote you, promote your business. We'll give you some backlink love and all that good stuff.
And another thing that I wanted to bring up, I did a little bit of research. I'd like to do a little bit more, and it's worth all of you SEOers out there going out and checking it out. You've probably heard us mention the Google Golden Triangle. You've probably, hopefully, you've even gone out and. Well, if you look in our literature, actually, our sales promotion literature, we actually have a picture of the Google Golden Triangle in it. So if you're not aware of what it is and how it works and all of that, you need to go find it and you need to do something with it. You need to read about it and understand it. The other thing that I did is I took that to the next level. And with, I didn't take it to the next level. The Google Golden Triangle information that we have does not have, it was before Google put sponsored ads across the top.
Okay.
It was only when they were on the right side. And so it seems like it might be a little skewed. In fact, since that initial research by iTrack or something?
iTools,
in the other word he said. Yeah. And since then, Google's added actually sponsored listings across the top. They've added local places. They've actually put videos in. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting the research that Google has done and others have done on the fact of parsing up these pages really keeps people involved in the page longer. So it's not just, okay, straight information here. It's
just
the chunks.
Just 10 listings
or, and some sponsors on the side, right? Because the Google local places really breaks up.
So it's like some sponsored listings at the top, 10 listings in the maps, 5 listings, a couple videos, the other 5 listings.
Exactly, and that really breaks it up, so people end up spending more time on it. And it actually, you know, Google, of course, at the end of the day, this is what they're interested in, it actually increases the amount of time spent
on the search results page?
Yes, and specifically on the sponsored links, right? Because when you chunk it up, right before it used to be organic, which everyone trusted and paid. Mm-hmm. Now it's chunks, right? So what happens is this is my assessment. What happens is that the sponsored ads become other chunks that I need to check out.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to check out the Google local places. I'm going to check out the videos. I'm going to check out some of the listings, and then I'm going to check out the actual sponsored ads.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool research, and I always like the concept is they attach some uncomfortable device to the user's head, mm-hmm. and have them search, and then that device actually tracks their eye movement, mm-hmm. and they also track the mouse movement and give you like a heat map of where they're looking and where their mouse is going. So
yes. awesome, you can just Google Golden Triangle.
Yep.
And you can find that article. It's an awesome article, a great piece of research. I'd like to actually like to see that.
The new stuff is cool.
The new stuff.
Yeah.
With the way that the Google has chunked the pages.
I think they called it like Ultimate Search or something. And they gave the example.
Oh, so they've done this already.
Oh, yeah. This has already been implemented, and they've already done the research. Well, they probably didn't implement it until the research was complete. You know, yeah. Like, our sponsored pay-per-click clicks go down 80%. Let's undo that change. It may look better, but it's not really helping our profit line.
Yeah.
But yeah, the research is really cool, and it's actually on Google. Like on a Google page, not a webmaster page, but on a Google page. And then there's some other support stuff. One thing that I didn't really see in there, and I'm going to keep looking, is every example that they had, maybe only one had the listing across the top, the sponsored listing.
Okay.
And I think, you know, I had a guy in here the other day who didn't even know that those separate chunks were paid per click, were sponsored listings.
Wow.
Yeah, don't ask me. and so if you didn't know that, and you tended to, you know, follow the traditional Google Gold and Triangle, then that would lead your eyes to the first two most important spots, would be the first two or three sponsored ads. So it'd be interesting. I want to see that as well. But that is some really cool information. Make sure you go out and Google Gold and Triangle.
Yeah.
And you got
the other one?
The other one is
the updated one.
I don't know.
Universal search.
It had something to. But if you just do Google and Triangle, that's all I did, and it came up on the new. Yeah. Now it shows the new stuff. So maybe like one slide of the old Google Golden Triangle, and then all the other heat map stuff that they did. So it's pretty cool. Very cool.
Awesome.
That is the end of podcast number 71. You are listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. We really appreciate, the reason we're the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes is because you guys are listening. We really appreciate you as listeners. I'm trying to get caught up on the audio compared to the video, because we're finishing, this is going to sound weird when you hear it. We're finishing podcast 71. We're just posting podcast number 65. So, about six behind, and I want to be within a couple of weeks here pretty shortly. So, we appreciate you listening to us. What we really appreciate is when you go onto iTunes, you create an account. It takes like no time. I think they don't even need much information. And submit a review about us. You saw how excited we got today. How would you like us to be that excited about you and your company?
That's right. How would you like me to say, I'm going to punch you in the face at your company?
That would be our new shout-out. Hey, Scott Bonner, here's a punch in the face. Just for you.
Scott, no, you're seriously going down, though. You're going down. Just wait. Scott Bonner at gotbenz.com.
All right, guys. We appreciate you. The end of podcast number 71. I think I said that already. My name is Chris Burris.
And I'm Paul Hansen.
Bye-bye for now.
Going down, Scott Bonner.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pine and shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Set me free.